Good morning, and thank you for joining us here today. I am John Mayer, Chief Financial Officer here at San Juan, and presently I'm the Acting Administrator. And I just wanted to start by saying thank you to all of our very valued and loved caregivers. We are delighted to be able to speak to you today and give you hopefully what you'll find is informative updates on several things that are going on at the hospital right now. An additional shout out to everyone who also supports our hospital, our auxiliary, our board, and all the community members who treat us so kindly. We value you, and we are delighted that we can serve you well. Again, thank you and welcome, everybody. The first thing I'd like to start with today are just a handful of hospital updates on where we are just from a volume and busyness patient care load point of view. Presently, over the last 30 days, we've seen our census roughly fluctuate between 100 and 125 on average. Some days are a little bit higher or have spiked up to maybe 135 patients, but we've been relatively busy for the summer months, and this elevated census has been with us now for a while. But fortunately, this has come down and given us a bit of a respite in terms of the patient loads in the hospital over the last 30 days or so. We've seen about 10 to 20 COVID-positive patients admitted as inpatients on an average over the same last 30-day period of time, which is really good news. We remain encouraged that science is helping us make people better who are presenting with COVID-19, and we look forward to better days that way as our wonderfully skilled caregivers are able to use things like antivirals and other new therapies to abate the severity of illness and presentation of COVID patients. We still would ask that you thoughtfully consider immunizing yourselves and getting a booster on a vaccine, because that has been clinically demonstrated to really abate the severity of illness should you indeed contract COVID-19. Our emergency department is seeing about an average of 155 folks per day. That's the average. The variable nature of the ED has been pretty profound now. We've seen as many as almost 190 encounters on individual days and as low as between 100 and 110 on different days. But overall, the average daily census over the last 30 days or so has been about 155 patient encounters through our emergency department. So that remains relatively busy, and we thank all of our staff and physician and caregiver staff there that are seeing people in our emergency department on an emergent basis. Good news, average length of stay is down from about 5.5 days on an inpatient length of stay that was very, very high to about a 4.8 day length of stay these days. And the severity of illness is abating a little bit from our really, really severe winter seasons down to about a 1.61 all patient case mix average. The case mix average is what identifies the level of care and the consumption of resources that a presenting patient might offer as they are admitted. And it's a very good measure of the intensity of care required to service those patients who present to us for care. So it's abated quite a bit, and that is a good news story for us as well. So hopefully, as we see this trend elongate itself, we will not be as severely impacted by the acuity and the presentation severity of illness presentations of patients moving forward. We do remain ready to host our DMV surveyors. We are expecting our surveyors to come and inspect our capabilities clinically and administratively here very shortly. So as a leader, please do remain vigilant and being prepared and continuing to do what you do on a day-to-day basis. But we have not seen the DNB in for our formal survey as of yet, but we do expect that to occur any day now. I wanted to make a little bit of an update on our chief executive officer search. As you are all aware, we are presently in a nationwide search utilizing the search firm Witt and Kiefer for a chief executive officer. As we've made mention before, we do anticipate that we will have that search completed and have awarded and selected a new chief executive officer in the mid-November timeline. We just recently met. The search committee had a meeting with Witt and Kiefer this week, and that update in terms of the timeline remains on track based on the feedback in the candidates pools available for us to review. So we're going to be very, very thoughtful and diligent about matching the right talent for our community and organization moving forward. And that is well underway with the board's executive search group as we progress on time to that end. And middle of November is what we're anticipating for a permanent placement for a chief executive officer. And We will be routinely updating our caregivers on how that progresses, as well as the rest of the community. I just wanted to make a couple of points about our financial condition as an organization. We're in the process right now of our annual audit. That is progressing very well. So what I'm about to discuss with you are just a couple of highlights. And of course, we are not on a calendar year. We are on a July 1st to June 30th fiscal year, which is a little bit different than the January 1st to December 31st calendar year. So we were very, very busy last year. A couple of highlights for our full year volume. Our average length of stay, as I made mention before, was 5.5 days. In fiscal year 21, that length of stay was 4.6 days. So we saw patients that were much more acutely ill upon presentation. We had over 48,000 inpatient bedded days last year, last fiscal year. That was up by about 4,000 from the previous year. Our average daily census, including observations, was 142. That's the average number of people per day that were bedded in the hospital with observation patients included. And that was up significantly, 11.6% from the previous year's census of 127. So very, very busy inpatient full year last year. On the outpatient side, our emergency room visits were just over 54,000 visits, and that was up from 50,500 visits in the previous year. Our provider work to side and RVUs were significantly higher, which is reflected of the level of care and severity of illness presenting with the patients. Our balance sheet, which is the measure of our financial health for the full year, was strong. We remain a strong financial institution and able to grow, expand our wonderful 112-year mission, and pay our bills, which is really important as we continue to have full access to a wonderful offering of services that is really quite special, not really heard of in other places of our size, like Farmington. So we are very, very blessed to be able to continue our mission. And thank you to all of you for helping us to do that. We have a current ratio of 2.67. What that means is we have 2.67 times the amount of money that we need to pay our bills over the next year. And that is a really important number for our ability to access capital, to invest in new technologies, and to grow. That's a very good number for us. We did see our net assets go down from $488 million to $464 million. And if any of you are paying attention to your 401ks or 403bs, you would understand that the market's been a little bit dicey over the last year. And we as an organization invested long-term assets. And really what we've seen as the primary driver of that shortcoming is really a $31 million unfavorable decline in our long-term asset valuations. That said, our debt service coverages and our ability to have cash on hand to maintain our operations has been very, very strong. Our debt service coverage is 4 times what it's needed to be. And our days cash on hand is 241 days at the end of the fiscal year. That's an important set of updates for you. We are not for sale. We are not going to merge with anybody. We are going to proudly stand for our 112-year-old independent mission. And I think that that is very, very important for all of you to really understand and celebrate. And that is a wonderful accomplishment. We also are expending investment dollars in our capital plans to improve our technologies and further our access. Some of the highlights that are still underway is installing a new linear accelerator for radiation oncology services. That's a $5.4 million investment. We're upgrading our nurse call system and our OR video systems this year. We have an OR plan scheduled to go in, and we're adding a $3 million Da Vinci robot, which puts us on the vanguard of surgical capabilities. To accompany that robot, we are pleased to announce that we will be welcoming 2 new surgeons to our San Juan healthcare family. Doctors Maureen and Stephen Manis will be joining us here early fall. And they are both fellowship-trained robotic surgeons, and we're delighted to have them to expand our capability and access for our community. So those are just a few high points of our financial well-being and where we are today. And our outlook remains strong. We are durable. And I thank you all for your help and support in keeping our institution viable as an access point for so many people who need our services so desperately. A couple of public service announcements are next on my agenda to talk about today. First of all, it's getting to be that time of the year again where we should be looking at our current benefit coverages for ourselves and our families. Open enrollment is coming up just around the corner here in October and November. And we want to be sure that as a routine, all of us take a look at our changing health needs, our insurance needs, and look at the wonderful opportunity of benefits and services we offer. We're delighted to bring you a very, very comprehensive set of health, vision, and dental coverages, as well as other insurances that you may find appropriate for your family and your family's needs. But now's the time to start thinking about that and getting prepared and talking to your loved ones about what you need or don't need from a coverage perspective. And please do take advantage of that time to really understand what's available to you and ask Human Resources and our wonderful Total Benefits and Total Rewards team any questions that you might have as we get ready to re-enroll ourselves. I'd like to close by saying thank you for all that you do and who you serve. And please remember that your day-to-day quote unquote work has very meaningful impact on people who come to us in their most vulnerable state and depend on us for their care and well-being and trust us to deliver it. And thank you for doing such a wonderful job of that. So thank you again. I hope that you found this informative and I hope that you have a terrific rest of your week. And as always, if there are things that you have questions about, please do see your leaders and whoever you need. We are very transparent in sharing and communicating with you all. Thank you.